10. Keep your dreams. All of this happened because of my dreams, even though other people told me that those dreams were bogus and they were crazy. But I held on to my dreams. And people would always say, no matter what, even in bodybuilding, they said I would never make it. And later on in the movies, in Hollywood, they said I would not make it. They said, you will never make it. You have a German accent. No one in Hollywood has ever made it with a German accent. Yeah, maybe you can play some Nazi roles or something like that. But you cannot become a leading star with an accent. Plus, your body. You're overdeveloped. You have all these muscles. They did Hercules movies 20 years ago. That's outdated. Now it's Woody Allen. Woody Allen is in. His body is in. And those were the messages. And Al Pacino, the skinny guy, he is in. But not your body. It's too big. And your name, Schwarzenegger, it will never fit on a movie poster. Forget it. Forget it. You will never make it. Go back to bodybuilding. Well, the rest is history. After Terminator 3, I became the highest paid movie star in Hollywood. And let me tell you something, it continued on. Even when I ran for governor, people said, Arnold, you will never make it. You will never become governor of California. What do you know about government? Well, the fact is, I knew exactly as much about government as the rest of the people knew in California, which is that government is out of touch, and it's out of sync with the people, and it needed a shake-up. So I didn't listen to all those people that said I would never make it. I continued campaigning. I listened to my dreams, and the rest also is history. I became governor. So always it just carried me on, those dreams. So bodybuilding gave me the confidence, movies gave me the money, and public service and being a governor gave me a purpose larger than myself. And that is the brief story of my dreams, and a brief story of my early life, and how my dreams made me successful.